It was a hot month, not only here in Tampa, but across the entire state. More than a dozen cities or reporting stations had their hottest September on record. And even more unique or astonishing is here in Tampa, not only was it the hottest September since records began in 1890, it was the warmest month of all months since that time.
So, Jeff, why was it so hot?
Well, it's a couple of things that contributed to the hot weather. We had more of an offshore flow much of the month coming in from the Atlantic and there in west central Florida. When that wind is coming all the way across the peninsula, it does not moderate the temperatures as much as it does when it comes off the Gulf. Also, we did not have the interruption of any tropical activity. So there wasn't these days with lots of rain and cloud cover, and it was just a pattern that was persisting. High pressure ridge overhead for many, many days.
Did you see this coming?
Well, yes, we can predict within reason general trends of forecast. Whether we break a record or not is a little bit more granular to the environmental conditions at that specific location. For example, many cities probably had their all-time record high for the month because of the lack of thunderstorms. And we know in Florida, the thunderstorms can dance around anywhere. So general trends are a little easier to predict than the specific numbers that we're talking about today.
I was looking at some of the temperatures for St. Petersburg, and they weren't as high as Tampa's. Why is there a difference?
There's more of a water influence in St. Petersburg. If you think about where it's located, it's kind of on a peninsula and there's water on both sides. So when I mentioned that wind had been flowing across the Atlantic more often than the Gulf this past month, that still means that wind came across the bay and, you know, tempered down the numbers just a bit there in St. Pete. So it's because there's water on three sides of St. Pete, only water theoretically on one or one and a half sides of Tampa.
This pattern seems to be pretty well entrenched. I mean, here we are first week in October and temperatures still in the 90s.
Yeah, this was a weather pattern that was projected to occur in the latter part of the summer. Now, it lingered a lot longer than I think some of the data suggested, but it's not uncommon to get a big ridge of high pressure in this part of the nation that just doesn't want to move, and it's still theoretically holding strong here into early October.
All right, one for the record books. Meteorologist Jeff Huffman with the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Thanks.